بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما لكم كيف تحكمون؟
Verse number 154. O idolaters, what is wrong with you that you make this unjust judgment, where you make daughters for Allah and sons for yourself?
أفلا تذكرون؟
Verse number 155. Would you not take admonition of this wrong belief you are on? If you were to take heed, you would stop saying such as statement.
أَمْ لَكُمْ سُلْطَانٌ مُّبِينٌ
Verse number 156. Or do you have a clear proof, from a divine scripture or a messenger from Allah?
فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابِكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Verse number 157. Then bring your book, which bears for your evidence of this, if you are true in what you claim.
وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ
Verse number 158. And the idolaters made blood ties between Allah and the angels when they claimed the angels are Allah's daughters and their mothers are the elite jinns. But the jinns already know Allah will bring them to be reckoned, so if there was lineage between him and them, he would not bring them for that.
سبحان الله عما يصفون
Verse number 159 Pure is Allah and exalted from what the idolaters describe him with, of that which he does not befit him, such as children, partners.
إلا عباد الله المخلصين
Verse number 160 Except Allah's chosen servants, as they do not describe Allah, except with the qualities of majesty and perfection, which are befitting for Him.
فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ
Verse number 161 So you, O idolaters, and what you worship besides Allah?
مَا عليه بفاتنين
Verse number 162 You cannot misguide anyone from the true religion
إلا من هو صال الجحيم
Verse number 163 Except one whom Allah has decreed is from the people of hell as Allah will carry out his decree regarding him, and so he will disbelieve and enter the fire. As for you and your Allahs, you do not have power over that.
وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ
Verse number 164 And the angels said, stating their servitude to Allah and their being free of what the idolaters claimed, There is nobody amongst us, except that he has a known position in Allah's worship and obedience.
وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُّونَ
Verse number 165 And we, the angels, are standing in rows in Allah's worship and His obedience.
وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ
Verse number 166 And we declare him pure of qualities and descriptions which do not befit him.
وَإِن كَانُوا لَيَقُولُونَ لَوْ أَنَّ عِنْدَنَا ذِكْرًا مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ لكنا عباد الله المخلصين فكفروا به فسوف يعلمون.
Verses number 167, 168, 169, 170. And the idolaters from the people of Mecca used to say before Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent, if we had a book of the previous people, such as the Torah, for example, we would have worshipped Allah sincerely. But they are lying in that, as Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought them the Quran, but they disbelieved in it. So soon, they will know the severe punishment that is waiting for them on the Day of Judgment.
وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Verse number 171. And my word to my messengers, which nobody can adjust or refute, has already passed, that they will be helped against their enemies through the proof and strength I have favored them with.
إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ.
Verse number 172. And my word to my messengers, which nobody can adjust or refute, has already passed, that they will be helped against their enemies through the proof and strength I have favored them with.
وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ.
Verse number 173. And victory is for my army, which fights in my way, so that my word is the highest.
فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ.
Verse number 174. So turn away, O Messenger, from these stubborn idolaters, until a time which Allah knows, until the time of their punishment comes.
وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ.
Verse number 175. And look at them when the punishment comes upon them, for they themselves will see, when seeing will not benefit.
أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ.
Verse number 176. Then do these idolaters hastily seek the punishment of Allah?
فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنذَرِينَ.
Verse number 177. Then when Allah's punishment comes upon them, what a bad morning will theirs be?
وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ.
Verse number 178. And turn away, O Messenger, from them when Allah decides their punishment.
وَأَبْصِرْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ.
Verse number 179. And look, for these people will see the punishment and punishment of Allah that comes upon them.
سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ.
Verse number 180. O Muhammad, exalt your Lord declaring his glorification, the Lord of honor, and exalt him above the qualities of deficiency the idolaters describe him with.
وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Verse number 181. And Allah's greetings and His praise be for His noble messengers.
وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 182. And all praise is for Allah, as He is deserving of it, and He is Lord of all the creation. They have no Lord besides Him. Beneficial points. 1. The divine custom of Allah is to help the messengers and those who inherit and pass on the knowledge of the message through proof and dominance, and there is a great glad tiding in the verses that the one described as being from Allah's army will be dominant and helped. 2. The verses contain proof of the helplessness of the idolaters and their idols from misguiding anyone, and a glad tiding for Allah's chosen servants that Allah through His power will save them from the misguidance of those individuals who are misguided and aim to lead others astray. Surah Sad. Topic of the Surah. It focuses on the issue of disputing falsehood and its outcome.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sad. Wal Qur'an dhizzikr.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Sad. By the Qur'an containing reminder, the discussion on similar letters has already passed in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. I swear by the Qur'an, which is full of admonition, reminding mankind that which benefits them in their worldly life and the afterlife. The matter is not as the idolaters think, namely, that Allah has partners beside Him.
بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي عِزَّةٍ وَشِقَاقٍ.
Verse number 2. But the disbelievers are in fanaticism and arrogance towards the oneness of Allah and in opposition to Muhammad, peace be upon him, and hatred for him.
كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ فَنَادَوْا وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاصٍ.
Verse number 3. How many generations who denied their messengers before them have I destroyed? They called out seeking help when the punishment fell upon them. But the time was not the time to be saved from the punishment, where seeking help from him would benefit them.
وَعَجِبُوا أَن جَاءَهُمْ مُنذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ.
Verse number 4. And they expressed surprise when a messenger came to them from themselves to warn them of Allah's punishment if they remain in their disbelief. And the disbelievers said, when they saw the proof of the truthfulness of what Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought, this is a magician who performs magic on people, and a liar in claiming that he is a messenger from Allah who receives revelation.
أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ.
Verse number 5. Has he made the numerous Allahs into one Allah, besides whom there is no Allah? This act of his is extremely strange.
وَانْطَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ أَنِمْشُوا وَاصْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ آلِهَتِكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ يُرَادٌ.
Verse number 6. And their leaders and elders went, saying to their followers, carry on with what you are upon, and do not enter the religion of Muhammad. Remain firm in worshipping your Allahs, that which Muhammad is calling you towards, namely worshipping one Allah, is something planned which he wants so that he can dominate over us and have followers for himself.
ما سمعنا بهذا في الملة الآخرة إن هذا إلا اختلاق.
Verse number 7. We have not heard the oneness of Allah, which Muhammad is calling us towards, in what we found our fathers on, nor in the religion of Isa, peace be upon him. What we have heard from him is nothing but a lie and fabrication.
أَأُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِّنْ ذِكْرِي بَلْ لَمَّا يَذُوقُوا عَذَابٌ.
Verse number 8. Is it right that the Qur'an is revealed to him from amongst us and he is chosen for it, and it is not revealed to us, whereas we are great leaders. But these idolaters are in doubt about the revelation which is revealed to you, and they have not yet tasted the punishment of Allah, so they have been deceived due to their being given respite. If they were to taste it, they would not have the audacity to disbelieve in Allah and doubt what is revealed to you.
أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ
Verse number 9. Or do these denying idolaters have treasures of grace of your Lord, the mighty whom nobody can overpower, who gives what he wants to whom he wants? And from his treasures is prophethood, so he gives it to whom he wishes. It is not for them that they should give it to whom they want and stop it from whom they want.
أَمْ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَلْيَرْتَقُوا فِي الْأَسْبَابِ
Verse number 10. Or do they have the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and possession of everything therein, so they may choose who to give it to? If this is what claim they are making, then let them adopt the means to go up to the heavens, so they can then rule how they wish from above the heavens, in who should be given and who should be held back from.
جُنْدٌ مَا هُنَالِكَ مَهْزُومٌ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ
Verse number 11. These deniers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, are a defeated army like the armies which came before them, who denied their messengers, and so I destroyed them. So that will occur with this army as occurred with others.
كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وفرعون ذو الأوتاد
Verse number 12. These deniers are not the first to deny, because of the people of Nuh, Ad, and the powerful Fir'aun denied before them.
وثمود وقوم لوط وأصحاب الأيكة أولئك الأحزاب
Verse number 13. And Thamud, the people of Lut, and the people of Shu'aib denied. Those are the groups who were all united in their denial of the messengers and disbelief of what they brought.
إِن كُلٌ إِلَّا كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ عِقَابٌ
Verse number 14. There is not a single one of these groups except that I denied the messengers. So Allah's punishment was justified for them, and His punishment befell them, even though it was delayed for a while.
وَمَا يَنْظُرُ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً مَا لَهَا مِنْ فَوَاقٍ
Verse number 15. These deniers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, are not waiting except for the second blowing of the trumpet, in which there shall be no return. Then the punishment will fall upon them, if they had died in a state of denial.
وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ
Verse number 16. And they said mockingly, Our Lord, give us our share of the punishment in the worldly life before the day of judgment. Beneficial points. 1. Allah swore an oath by the great Qur'an, so it is necessary to receive it with faith and acceptance, and to dedicate oneself to extracting its meanings. 2. The causes for the disbelievers to turn away from the faith are arrogance, tyranny, considering oneself above following the truth, and opposing Allah and the guidance of His Messenger, peace be upon him.